It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're studying the book of Philippians, continuing the study, and I would like for you to turn to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Get your Bibles out. I want you to follow along those precious verses with me as we study those sweet words today. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church in Hamilton, Illinois. We're 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen. If you'd like to write us a card or a note, we'd love to hear from you. It would be Parkview Bible Church, 18th and Church Street, Hamilton, Illinois, zip code 62341. And I'd invite you to write to me or stop by and see us. We'd love to see you. Love to meet you, and but most of all, love to hear from you as well, no matter whether we see you face-to-face or here by the form of a letter, to know that you know Jesus. Now listen very carefully today, because as each time we come together, I tell you how to be saved. You need to be saved. You're lost, and you need to be saved. And if you've never taken care of that problem today, I ask that you do it today, and listen very carefully. Now, as we study this precious word, and again, I'm just inviting you to listen today, and as we proclaim and pour over this precious word. Philippians chapter 2, reading the first four verses. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin start to study today. Father, I ask you that you would guide and lead us. We always want the direction, the complete will of the Holy Spirit, and I ask that you will lead us today as we enjoy this precious study. And I ask that you'll touch every heart today. If the folks that are listening, Father, if there be one or 10 or 20 or 100 that do not know you as their Savior, I don't know how many's out there, Lord, you do. I ask that you'll touch their heart today, and I ask that they would come and trust in you this very day. Oh, that sweet message, that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's a sweet, sweet opportunity we have to come by faith. And Lord, again, I ask that you'll just touch the hearts, touch the heart of the believer today, that you'll awaken him and busy him in the work of Christ Jesus, in the work of spreading the gospel, in the life that needs to be lived separated from this world and the things of this world. Now please, Lord, you'll guide and lead us through this precious study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad to have you with us today, and I ask that you will study and search this precious word along with us. As we look through the first chapter of Philippians, we've really come to one verse, and we've read it several times in the past few weeks. And that verse is verse 21, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Oh, if we could just live the way Paul lived, and you can. There is nothing, there is no special power that Paul had as far as his life in Jesus Christ that you can't have. To walk after the Lord Jesus, to serve the Lord Jesus, to bring others to the Lord Jesus, to know the love and the comfort, as we're going to talk about here in the first few verses of chapter 2. That verse there, it would be a beautiful verse to keep in mind and keep in heart. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Every step you take, everything that you do, should be in the name of the Lord Jesus and for the Lord Jesus. So I ask that you keep that verse in mind. And now as we continue and go on into the second chapter, I would love for you to look at these verses. We need to do a little bit of changing, and we look at the truth, the Word of God, but this word if you would look, if you would look up in the Greek, you would find that the word since is a little clearer there than even the word if gives you a thought that, well, if therefore any consolation is in Christ, if it's there, if there's any love, if there's any fellowship, if there's any tender mercies, those things, bowels of mercy, Most of you probably have there. If. No, it's definite. That if is a sense, because it is. And I want you to see that, because I know in Jesus Christ, and that's what this is telling us here in verse 1, since there is consolation in Christ, since there is comfort of love, since there is a fellowship of the Spirit, since there is tender mercies, and since there is compassion, since all these things Paul is saying, and I know them, and any believer that has sought the Word of God, sought the truth, not a compromised word, but sought the truth, the Word of God, to study and search after the Word, will find this to be true. If you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, if you have never come by faith, faced your sin. Now that's a word that's not common today, the word sin. You're born in it, you are a sinner, you sin, you need to have that sin taken care of. Now you can try on your own, you can work out your own salvation if you'd like to try, but you're going to desperately fail. I know the way, the truth, and the life, and that's in Jesus Christ. You must come today and meet Jesus at the cross of Calvary. That's where that perfect sacrifice was offered, that you and that me, that we can live in Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to come to Jesus today. He is inviting you. He tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You want to live, then you come to Jesus. If you want to die, then you stay in your sin as you are, because that's exactly what's going to happen. But my friend, I'm inviting you, I'm pleading with you, I'm begging you, and I'm telling you that there's a wonderful life in Jesus Christ that you're missing if you will not come to Jesus today and be saved. Please recognize your condition. Recognize that you're a lost sinner. And the only way you can do that is the conviction of the Holy Spirit is touching your heart right now. And as that conviction comes and it draws you and wants you to surrender and put everything aside, just set it aside and say, God, I am a wretched sinner and I need you. Please, that you take your will and hand it over to the will of God. Hand it to God and let Him guide and lead you. And if you'll do that, if you'll turn your way to His, and that's all He's asking you, He tells you to repent. Well, that repentance is a turning. It's not that you have to give all these things up that you're doing and then you can be saved. No, you turn from those ways, turn from your wicked life, and turn unto Jesus. And by you being obedient to that one motion, and it's done again through and by the power of God, because there's nothing good in us. Everything that we have is evil. Everything that we are is sinful. And so the only way that we can turn to a righteous God is that He is drawing us. And He draws us through and by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit draws us to Him. And we have a decision at that time to make, whether to turn to Him and surrender to Him, or that we will come and would turn away from Him and reject Him. The choice is yours, to come or to turn away and to reject. If you do not make a decision for Jesus today, you are condemned already. There's not that, okay, I'm going to come to that crossroad and then I'll have a decision to make. No, the decision needs to be made, and it needs to be made now. You need to come to Jesus Christ. You need to be saved. Don't tarry one more day. Don't tarry another week. Don't come back and go to your church and say, okay, now I'm going to one more week and then I'm going to come to Jesus. No, no. Do it today. Come today to Jesus Christ. Now here are the opportunities that you have, the joys that you have. If when you come to Jesus Christ, you've surrendered your heart, you have surrendered your will to God. Now when you do that, then your life will begin to change. You know, I have been preaching the Word of God almost 10 years. I have been living for the Lord Jesus over 20 years. And you know, it's a joy to be a Christian. It's a joy to walk with the Lord Jesus. It's a joy to walk in Jesus, to follow Him, to feel His presence, to feel His power and His life and His forgiveness that He has given me. That bond and that bondage of sin is gone. The weight of evil that is in and on me is gone. The joy that I have to walk with Him each day. Look at this here. Since there is a consolation in Christ, there's a comfort, there's a relief. And to be a Christian, that burden is lifted. There's a sweet hymn that we love to sing, "The Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary." And I ask that you trust in the Lord Jesus, that you can experience just what I'm talking about. You know, it's not you may fall on your face and cry. You may stand and laugh. Your countenance may not change very much, very little. But I tell you what, my friend, your heart changes and your feelings change because you know Jesus. Your life is new, born again. John 3:3, you must be born again, Jesus told Nicodemus. And I'm telling you today, you must be born again, not kind of just moved over into a new life that you are putting a different face on. Maybe you've put different clothes on. You go to a different church. You've moved to a different town. So now you're a different person. Ah, you're the same old person. Maybe you put a different little different coat on and dress on and hair coloring, and you can go the whole business. I don't care if you have a nose job. I don't care what you do. You're the same person. You're going to die and go to hell because you're dying in your sin. Your sin, you're condemned already unless you come to Jesus. I want you to be cleansed inside. And once you've been cleansed inside by the precious blood of Jesus, then the cleansing begins to work from inside out. You cannot work from outside in. This list here is a wonderful list. It's a list that I know. It's a list that I experience. Since there is a consolation in Christ, a relief, a comfort in Christ, since there is a comfort of love, the joy of love, that you can't experience that without knowing Jesus, without coming to Him. Don't lie to yourself. Face the truth, the Word of God. Go into the precious Word and search your heart. Now, if you have come to Jesus and are choosing to not surrender to Him, you haven't experienced a lot of these things. And that's sad, very sad. And it's unbelievable that you can do both, that you can surrender your heart to Jesus, but then you seem to walk away from His Word, and you're not listening to Him. I ask you that you listen to Him today, that you stop this nonsense, that you listen so clearly unto the Lord Jesus so that you can have this relief, this comfort in Christ, that you can have the love that Christ has to give, and you can experience it, you know it. The fellowship of the Spirit. I have great fellowship with the Spirit. I love visiting and fellowshipping over the Word of God. The Spirit of God shows me things and teaches me things. And oh, sometimes I'm so quick and so ready to serve Him and to walk after Him. Other times He has to kind of rough me up a little bit in order to get my attention. And I'm sorry, Lord, for that, because I don't want to ever be slow to learn. But I sure am sometimes. That old flesh gets a hold of me, and I got things I kind of want and kind of desire, and so I get sidetracked. Well, Lord, I ask that You guide and lead me. And I ask that You'll touch the heart of every listener today, that You'll guide and lead them, that they will give You permission and it's a permission, it's a desire to surrender Your way unto God's way. And that's what you need to do. That's what I need to do. He does not come in. We have a choice to be saved. We have a choice to serve. We have a choice to do good or to do evil. He draws us towards Him. And when we come to that point of realizing that we're a lost sinner, and I ask today that you see that you understand that you know you're lost And I don't care what your church teaches. If it teaches contrary, that you're dead in your sin and you need a Savior and you need to come to that Savior, if your church doesn't teach that, then I ask you to get out of that church. I want you to get into a place that preaches the truth, the Word of God, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that you would come to Jesus and be saved. Please don't tarry one more day. Come to Jesus, that you can experience these things. And then once you've come to Jesus, again, this choice comes in. This decision, and all this temptation comes before you that Satan throws out your face, and he can't get you anymore because you've been bought and paid for by the precious blood of Jesus. You've been redeemed by the most precious of anything in this world, and that's the blood of Jesus. There's not a matter of amount of gold, of silver, of land. There's nothing that can buy your sin and cancel out your debt. That debt is going to cost your life. The debt is your sin, and your sin needs to be paid for. And if your sin's not paid for, the wages of sin, the cost of sin, is death. You got to have a Savior. You got to have some means of taking care of that problem, and that's in Jesus. Come to Jesus today, and then make this next choice. The choice to walk after Him. Make that decision. Decide today. The Scripture, for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Now, what decision have you made? For me and my house, we'll think about serving the Lord. For me and my house, we might be in church on Sunday morning. For me and my house, we might come back on Sunday night. For me and my house, we might be there on Wednesday night. For me and my house, we might get to Bible study. We might. Oh, my friend, if you don't see the condition that your heart is in, if you are neglecting the study of the Word of God and the fellowship, I tell you this many times, but I tell you what, I know it to be true. I'm the pastor of this church. I love the Word of God. I study the Word of God. Now, you need to look unto the Lord Jesus. You need to study the Word of God. You need to be in the house of God. If you're neglecting that, my friend, I ask that you get on your knees and you ask God to forgive you and you get your heart right and you come into the house of God and begin to serve. And when you get busy about doing what God wants you to do, He wants you to be faithful to Him. He wants you to serve Him. He wants you to work for Him. And these things are things that flow and come forth from you and are very evident in your life because there is a consolation, there is a relief, there is a comfort in Christ. We have the love of Christ. We have the fellowship with the Spirit. There is tender mercy and compassion that I have because I have Jesus. Fulfill ye my joy, Paul says, that ye be like-minded. I can say the same thing. Please, I enjoy these things of verse 1. I love the fellowship that I have. I don't have to be some place where the music is loud and the beat is great and I have to get myself built back. No. All I got to do is get alone with God. If I can get alone and visit with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the love that I have, the compassion He gives me, the mercy that I feel from Him, the love that I have, the fellowship, I don't need the rest of that. And I have that, and I feel that when I come into His presence to study His Word, the truth, staying in the truth. That's the reason we stand on this as the name of this program. It's a truth. And we preach the truth. We come into the house of God, and you come together. And whenever I tell you something of the Word of God, I believe it with all my heart, and it's confirmed in the Word of God. Now I ask the Lord to guide me and to lead me, that I can tell the truth, the Word of God, that you may come to know and come to grow in Jesus. That you will feel His presence, and the precious blood of Jesus can buy and pay for your sin if you'll come to Him. And you can feel, you can have these things. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love. being of one accord and one mind, verse 2 tells us. Do you see what it is? Do you see how important it is to come to Jesus? Do you see that you've got to face your sin? And once you've faced your sin, you've turned to Jesus, and you've become a child of God because you're born again. And once you've been born again, once you're saved, if you don't understand that word, sit down and write me a little note. Say, I don't understand what you're talking about, Larry. I want to be saved, but I don't understand it. Oh, I'll come for miles to talk to you. We'll come and we'll talk about the Lord Jesus. We'll visit and fellowship over the salvation of your soul, that you can be saved and your family can be saved. And you can begin this walk of joy. And I'll tell you what, the comfort you're going to feel in Christ, the love that you're going to feel in Jesus, the fellowship that you're going to have. Now again, these come the minute that you're saved. But you need to set your heart and set your life to serve Him. Not to go after things of the world. We're so busy today making money. We're so busy doing things that we miss being in the house of God. We miss the fellowship with other believers. There's so many things that take place. Look at that. Fellowship of the Spirit, the love of Christ, being in Christ, the mercy we have, the compassion that we have. Paul says, and it comes right from his heart, and it comes from the direction and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Fulfill ye my joy. You want to make me happy? Be of a like mind. Come by faith to Jesus and be saved. Face your sin and then sit down to serve. So one of the most difficult things of being a pastor is understanding, trying to understand why people do not want to come and study the Word of God. Why people do not want the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, knowing how to live, knowing how to walk, knowing how to talk. Why people today do not desire that. And that's the most difficult thing for me to understand. I don't understand it. You need to search so that you can have these things. You want wisdom on how to raise your children? Then come into the house of God and study His precious Word. You want wisdom on how to put your family back together? Then get in the house of God and study His precious Word. You want wisdom about your job? You want wisdom about anything you want to do? It is present in the power of God. But you've got to come after it. He's not going to hand it to a vessel that will not. Do you wonder why you got trouble? Wonder why your family don't listen to you? Wonder why your family isn't saved? God will not fill a vessel that is not faithful and true to Him. And if you're neglecting Him, if you're neglecting His house, you're not going to have His wisdom. You're not going to have His knowledge. It's not going to be there. Fulfill ye my joy. Please, nothing would make me happier that ye be like-minded. Come to Christ. Set your heart to be as Christ. Having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let's come together upon the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ is the foundation of my life. And I build upon that foundation. And it tells us that we will build upon that foundation gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. Now, the things I do that do a service for me, things that I want to do, I'm building with wood, hay, and stubble. But my friend, if you're going to build and you go to His Word and you seek out to live for Jesus Christ, to tell other people about this precious, wonderful gift. There is not a gift ever, anywhere, that is greater than taking to someone the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. That the power of God and the blood of Jesus Christ can cover that person's sins. And they can feel this relief. They can feel the comfort. They'll have the love. They could have the fellowship of the Spirit. They'll have the tender mercy. They'll have the compassion. Please, all the things that you'd like for a person to have are all coming into one part and one place, and that is upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. Lay that foundation today. Trust in Jesus. Come to Him today. Please, that you trust in the Lord Jesus to love one another. What we find in the Word of God, in the doctrine of Christ, should soften and sweeten our hearts. That's what we have there. If you've got a cold heart, you come to Jesus and get close to Him. If you don't understand why things are so difficult in your life, why anywhere from your health to family problems to relationships, business problems, whatever you have, and I'm not telling you that everything is going to come up roses. Everything is going to be great. Because I tell you what, old Satan's going to fight, and he fights hard. But I'll tell you what, the victory has been won, and the victor is Jesus. And you need to build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. So begin to build, but not until you've laid the foundation. There is no other foundation laid but Jesus Christ. So come to the Lord Jesus today and begin to build. And you know how to build? You build by looking at the instructions. Get into the Word of God and follow after that Word. And don't be turned away from it. Don't be deceived. Don't be tricked. Understand that you can come into the Word of God and study that precious Word. And I'll tell you what, understand that Word of God will bring you into the house of God to study with other believers. The local church is what He has given us to do that with. Oh, that we be like-minded. As it tells us in verse 4, let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. To have be like-minded. Paul wants, and he's telling you this, again, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and so it's actually Jesus wants you to have the mind of Him, the mind of Christ. Be of like mind. Now, to be the mind of Christ, you have to go to the Word of God so that you can think of Christ, have the heart of Christ. You have to be in the Lord Jesus, in Christ Jesus. And it'll bring a lowliness of mind, like-minded and a lowliness of mind. Be of one accord and one mind. Don't you dare be fellowshipping with somebody and call it Christian fellowship, that someone that does not believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, does not look at that being the only way. By the grace of God are you saved. Are you saved by His precious power and His precious blood? If you are fellowshipping and going someplace, maybe you're going to a meeting somewhere, or maybe you're involved in something that has this big Christian name. I'm sorry. I want you to see Jesus Christ and His power. That's the reason I don't belong to the ministerial alliance. We are of differences. We have strong differences doctrinally in our churches. I believe that what we have here is the truth, the Word of God. And I am responsible to proclaim the truth. Why do I want to fellowship with someone that is contrary to that? Why do I want to fellowship with someone that speaks that you have to, in order to be saved, you have to be baptized? I do not believe the Word of God teaches that. I believe that you're saved through the grace of God and His power and His strength, and by you coming to the Lord Jesus and meeting Him at the cross of Calvary, you're saved, not by any work that you perform, baptism or otherwise. Many people believe that once you're saved, then you begin to work and you'll maintain your salvation. And if you stop working, stop serving, you'll lose your salvation and off to hell you go. That is not right. I will not fellowship with someone. Now, I'll talk to them. I'm not going to go and worship and fellowship with someone that is not of the mind of Christ. Now, my friend, it's important that you stand upon the truth. I want you to have verse 1. I want you to have those qualities. I want, fulfill you my joy, it says again, like-mindedness. Oh, my friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?